Mortuary Bob, checking in from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, sir.
Hey, Thomas. How are you doing?
Real good, real good. How's life in Canada?
Okay. I got word at 12:45, my aunt from Bismarck, North Dakota, Bert, she died.
Bert died, eh?
Yeah, she was 87, died of pneumonia.
What was Bert's relationship to Uncle Paul?
Her brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Paul's brother, Bert.
Yeah.
You say
well, there was 13 in the family.
Uh-huh.
Now only two left.
Really? And who are they?
Marion and David.
How old are they?
Oh, they're up there, getting old.
I'd like to call them.
David, he's like a sausage. He's big.
Big like a sausage?
Well, you know, he's like 6 foot tall. Or maybe, no, he's maybe taller. But he's like over 300 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But I think he'll go next.
Uh-huh. Could I ring Dave?
I don't think so. I don't know his number.
What kind of a person names a woman Bert?
Mm-hmm. Grandma did.
What's new, Bob?
Oh, I'm back at work late duty now, which is good. Doing better now.
Uh-huh.
So you know how that goes.
Yeah.
My boy's birthday, Nicholas. Happy birthday, Nick. Turns 18 today.
What's he think of the old man?
He thinks I'm nuts.
Nuts?
Yeah.
He's not far off the mark, is he, Bob?
I think I'm okay. What do you think?
I think he's not far off the mark, Bob.
Why so?
I don't know. There's something about you. I've always just sensed that, you're... Your belt doesn't go through all the loops, if you know what I'm saying. I just have always had a sense with you that, the clutch is slipping a bit, so to speak.
Oh, no, I think I'm very good.
I know you think so. I'm just giving you my observations. After years of talking to you on the phone, I just have a feeling that you're
I've always thought we had a good relationship.
Well, we do have a good relationship. I have a great relationship with many people who are diagonally parked in a parallel universe. I'm not saying that because I have these feelings about you that makes us no longer pals. Just because...
Well, we've always had this way of words with each other.
Are your parents siblings?
My mom is alive. My dad died.
I see. So you're back at work and doing what for a living again?
Mortician.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Bob, do you find joy in the mortuary sciences?
Well, I tell you what. I do not. But on the other hand, I do take pride in being one of the few morticians who doesn't rake the coals, so to speak.
Rake the coals?
Yeah.
Help me out there. I'm a little slow myself here on this end of the line, and I don't know what that means.
Well, you could get Undertaker to confirm all this, but it's a business, right? You'd be like a salesman.
Oh, so you're saying you don't skewer them. You don't, you don't go at their pockets with a buzzsaw or anything like that. I gotcha.
Heck no. Why should I?
Well, I don't know. There's no reason, really.
My boss don't like it, though.
Your boss doesn't? Huh? Are you comforting when the people arrive after losing a loved one? Do you excel in that area, or isn't that your great gift?
Oh, I'm very comforting.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you like to hear my voice if you were seeing me after a loved one passed?
Nope.
Why not?
It would be creepy. I just wouldn't want to hear it.
It's good. Who's this Victoria gal that you
Victoria,
got on?
She's a listener. Probably would get on well with you.
I actually kind of like her.
Well, maybe off the air I could hook you two up. Would you be comfortable with me giving her your phone number?
I don't know about that.
I see.
Do you want to give me hers?
Well, I'm uncomfortable about that unless she calls and says that's okay. Victoria, if you would like me to give Bob your phone number, call High Speed, and we'll take care of that. You two can hook up long distance. I think it's better that you're in Canada. Neither of you can stalk the other. I will do that.
I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I know that. Bob, coolest mortuary guy I know. I have to run. Always nice to hear from you. I'm glad to know you're well.
God bless you, Tom.
God bless you, Mortuary Bob.